Yo. Listen. Hold up, excuse me, miss, I'm a real man. I heard you was looking for a gentleman. Wanna teach you right, wanna do you right, wanna love you right. Damn, it's love at first sight. Listen, I know I got a lot of fans. I want you my only fan, baby girl, I got the plan. You the main dish, it come with no sides. Only fans, baby, tell them hit subscribe. I ain't trying to hide, girl, you know I'm trying to slide. You a queen, baby girl, I see it in your eyes. Let me spoil you for life, cause you the VIP. A new reflection to our perfection, that's all I need. I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby. Girl, you know, you knock me out. I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby.
All right, guys, welcome back to another session of the round table. I know what you're thinking. No, I do not have Charlie Wilson here tonight or the Gap Band. But what I do have is Stephen Thomas. Yes, that young man from West Virginia doing that thing up there, bringing it out to everybody. This young brother from Charleston, West Virginia, guys, I'm going to tell you something. His music is delicious. If you could put his music on a plate, everybody would eat it up. Tune in, share. Buckle up. Don't go nowhere. Come right back. As the intro said, Stephen Thomas' version of Outstanding is banking. He's going to give y'all the ballistics as to why and how he came up with doing that track. All that and more when we come back.
Now tuned into Urban Voice Media.
Mr. Thomas, how you doing, sir?
What's going on? What's up with it?
Man, you the man banking it right now.
Man, we working, baby. We working.
Yes, it's outstanding what you doing.
Ha! Come on, talk to him. You feel me?
It's outstanding. On a Sunday evening, man, we hate to, you know, get everybody pumped back up. I know they had a good time over the weekend, but we got to do it. We have to do it. Mr. Thomas, tell me something. Yeah. Charleston, exactly where is Charleston, West Virginia?
Man, in the state of West Virginia.
So that's it. That's nothing else. No, just this.
Hey, listen. You know why I say that? Because, man, everywhere I go, every spot I'm in the States, like, everybody is always like, look, bruh, you in Western Virginia or the Western part of Virginia? No, bruh, I'm in West Virginia. We are our own state. They said we separated from Virginia in 1863. You heard me. So, yeah. Yeah, I let them know sometime. But Charleston is the capital city of the state of West Virginia. So we are where the D1, College of West Virginia University is located, which is in Morgantown, which is about two hours from me. West Virginia State University, which is a HBCU, that is also an institute, West Virginia. So it's not far, probably like 20 minutes from where we at in the capital city. But yeah. We are our own state. We are our own entity, brother.
Yeah. That sounds about like my hometown, Washington, D.C. You know, it's a district. It's not a state. It's a district. So, you know, things are a lot different there than it is for every other state, such as, you know, Charlotte, North Carolina. D.C. gets things totally different. So I feel you, brother. I feel that, you.
Yep, that's true. I'm trying to tell you, man. They get us jacked up every week. Somebody at least once, we're going to hear it at least once or twice a month that you're from Western Virginia. No.
Yeah, because, you know, you don't hear much. I mean, you hear a lot coming out of the DMV. You don't hear much about West Virginia. And people look like, where is that?
I mean, it's crazy because when you, like, I be watching these movies, bro. Like, one of my favorite shows is Blacklist. I like Blacklist. Mm-hmm. But I kid you not, man. Like, Blacklist, that show, bro, they did some of the work in Martinsburg, like West Virginia, like Martinsburg, West Virginia, and everything. Like they did some of that, and I mean, it was in West Virginia, and I'm like, yo, we on the map. Y'all just don't know, you know what I'm saying? So, of course, I mean, you got Randy Moss came from West Virginia, Jason Williams came from West Virginia. Gosh, Brad Paisley came from West Virginia. Jennifer Garner, she came from West Virginia. My homie Landau, Eugene Murphy Jr., he came from West Virginia. You got freak. Was it Bill Withers? Bill Withers? Man, I can't remember. It's one that was he played basketball in Hal Greer. But he played basketball not in Hal Greer, but Marshall University. He came from West Virginia. My homie Aaron Dobson came from West Virginia. He played in the NFL.
Stephen, you were correct. Slap Fork, West Virginia is where Bill Withers is from.
Yo, told you. Yeah. Look, Steve Harvey from West Virginia. Welch, West Virginia.
Wow.
Yeah, we got a lot of people that come from the state. It's just the state just don't, I don't know, bro. I love my city, but at the end of the day, you feel me? It's one of them things where, like, I love my city, but it's very limited in resources here. You know what I'm saying? It's very limited in resources. It's a small population. The state is small. I mean, statistically, we rank is three. It's only like 3.7% African Americans in the state of West Virginia. Mm. So, yeah, it's 96.3% Caucasian. So, yeah, it's different here. You know what I mean? But you know, it needs a lot of work. It needs a lot of work. But
one thing that we are going to bank on is the resource of having you, brother. I didn't put in the intro, but I should have stated this, ladies and gentlemen. This brother here that you're looking at, that you're listening to, is a 5-time Grammy Award considered singer, songwriter, producer. Coming out of Charleston, West Virginia, wherever the hell that is in West Virginia. But
I ain't say wherever the hell that is.
But brothers and sisters, you're going to recognize and you're going to come to the like and the love in this brother right here because he has some great, and when I said earlier, delicious music, he has that music you want to put on your plate and say, hey, I got to have more of it. And that's no joke, ladies and gentlemen. In the intro, you as we was tuning up the countdown, you was hearing a little bit of what he did. And that's why I said, ladies and gentlemen, if you think I'm going to be talking to Charlie Wilson or the Gap Band, nah. We got something. I ain't gonna say better, but young, fresh, and very fruitful. Who is inspired by them? Let's put it that way. Yes,
very true. Pay homage.
Let's go down to how you got into the music business, Stephen.
Whew, good question, bro. We've been doing this, man. I've been doing this since I was a kid. So at 2 years old, I started out playing drums. I was playing drums at two. I think I started playing piano at like 4 or 5 years old. But my love for drums was always my first love. So, you know, I was always catering more to the drums than I was the keys. But anyway, it's really just always been in my DNA. To be honest with you, they told me that, number one, I'm my mom's miracle baby. And number two, they used to say that I would not move inside the womb. Anytime they would go do an ultrasound, I would never move unless they played music or a drunk Mountain Dew. And sometimes they had to do both. And if my mom ain't do neither one, I wouldn't move it. So I was a music baby even in the womb, man. So it's just always been in me. But then I started really just recording when I was a kid, man. I was in a school called Chandler Elementary that existed back in the day. And in that school, they did these plays, and I was already recording in fourth and fifth grade in all reality. But I just, of course, in my mind, I didn't really process that I've been doing it until as I got older and started really getting into an actual studio where I could comprehend and knew what I was doing. So it's been in me all my life. So I just started taking it even more seriously at, 16, 17? I released my first album at 17 years old.
And what was that like for you as far as going into the recording studio and recording? Was it a hard task for you to learn how everything operates in the recording studio?
Not really. It's like it became, it's like it came naturally because the person that I was working with was Dana. I remember I used to stay up like 3, 4, 5 o'clock in the morning. My mom never could not get me to go to bed. I'd be ready. I got to go to school and get up at 5:30 in the morning, 6 o'clock. This nigga here was not in the bed. Uh-oh. I'd be up on MySpace. I sneak while they way I wait till they go to sleep. Then I get in here and go sneak and get on MySpace. And that's kind of how I really got started. So I'm like 12 or 13 years old, sneaking in here trying to get on MySpace and get on here and network and network and network. And I remember Dana had told me when he first met me, he said, man, out of all the messages that I had, yours was the only one I opened up. And then from there, it just went to being in the studio with Dana, learning from Dana, you know, shout out to Black Diamond Entertainment, but Dana LaFon, I mean, that's where I got started. And then after that, I just kept going from there.
Now, so, are you signed to a label now?
I'm actually under my own label called Creative Hearts Entertainment. So I am independent, you know, I rock with the team, but you know, I'm not limited to anything. You know what I'm saying? So we are looking for new opportunities and things like that to do some partnerships and stuff as well.
I see where you performed on stages with Ja Rule, Shante Plaz, Young Blue, and like you said, you told me earlier, Moosey. What was it like being on stage or being on the same stage with those guys?
It was a blessing, man. I had a lot of fun. Me and Ashanti, like we talked during sound check, and I'm like, yo, sis, you better kill it. You know what I'm saying? She just busts out laughing. And we all just, I mean, it was just good vibes. You know, Ja Rule, he came and killed it. He did his set. You know, Young Blue and Mooski, I mean, they just kind of did their thing. Everybody got their own lane. Everybody had a good time. But, you know, one thing I noticed is that I can't wait until I'm just not in that circle, but in circles as well, and just diverse in everything that I'm doing, even down to performances, even down to just the shows. You know what I mean? Like, I just can't wait for that.
I know this, the video that we were just showing just now, it was a video, I think, that you were, is this a video right here where you was with, who did you open up with to do this right here?
So when we did that, that's actually Young Blue, Mooski, shout out to Woody Woodrow, that was my DJ for the set. We did Young Blue and Mooski show there. That was all there. That was a nice little moment.
Now, was this a random person you picked out of the crowd, or?
Yeah, we just picked out the crowd. She rocked it out, and I mean, we just made it happen. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes I like to do things where there's moments of being intimate, but you know, sometimes I like to make somebody feel special. I like to make someone feel like they are the priority and they are the only one that matters. And in that moment, that was a moment where, you know, you share your light with someone and you letting them know that they matter. You know what I'm saying? And because sometimes people just need that in general.
I know you're serenading her, man, and she's like, she's all gall, man. It looked like she's just an experience. Like, I don't know what to do with this man on stage right now.
Well, we talked after the show, man. I'm trying to tell you, bro. We talked after the show. That thing was funny. She was like, this was like the most amazing experience. And I mean, she really enjoyed herself. She had a really good time. And that's what it's about. It's about making people have a good time. And not only that, but it's about giving you an experience that you never thought that you would ever have with Stephen Thomas. My thing is all about giving you an experience that you'll never imagine.
What's the biggest stage you've been on that had you nervous and you like, I don't know if I could do it?
You know, it's really weird to say, I don't know if I could do it, because I've never had that moment yet. Mm-hmm. I've never had that moment because it's like, it's the weirdest thing, man. It's like, when it's like before showtime, I'm thinking about all this stuff. Okay, we got sound check, blase, blase, let's go do what we do. I have fun at my sound checks. Even at my sound checks, I'm just doing little blah, blah, blah. Okay, I like this, don't like that. Give me this lighting, I like that light. You know, I like that stuff, right? But when it's showtime, it's like a switch. it's like a switch out of nowhere. You just turn it on and I'm just this different person. I can't do it. It's showtime. Let's get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've never had that moment. I hope and pray I don't have that moment. Cause then I'm thinking, like, if I do have that moment, what kind of moment am I really gonna have when I do hit the stage? So yeah, I don't even want to have that moment that I don't feel like I can't do it. Nah, I want to have the moment of every time we get on this sucker, it's game time, it's show time. Mm-hmm. It's time to give you something that you never thought that you would ever have.
That's crazy.
And that's the experience of what Stephen Thomas brings to the stage.
Now, me and you had talked a little earlier in reference to your genre of music, your style of music, your audience that you seek out to. And as I asked that question, I got to thinking, because I'm a musician myself. I play the keys. And people always ask me, you know, can I play a certain genre of music? And I tell them, music is music. So the question I have for you, after I play one video for everyone, and honestly, when we were setting up this video, I thought the video honestly was going to be on this song we get ready to play. And I think is it Life Equals or something like that?
That might be the one you have. Yeah, Life Equals Purpose.
I thought it was going to be on that, but they reeled me back and said, no, it's going to be on Outstanding. And I was listening to the lyrics of Life Equals and I'm like, dang, this is something smooth right here. And it's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you're not going to see from the normal brother. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. So,
people, I want y'all to peep this out right here and just listen to what Stephen has to say in this joint right here. It's real, real nice. Check it out, y'all.
Beautiful. Purpose makes us all the same. Creation gave us a beautiful name. Chasing after dreams with aspirations. This life and love's a beautiful thing. I fall, you fall, we bleed the same. Trials come and go, there are consequences too, babe. Victory is profound, this fight is us now. Our passion to greatness is destined to be found, yeah.
Elevate, let's go.
Situations talk, let's answer the call. Elevation is love through it all.
Yeah,
never back down. We'll stand our ground. Champions always fight to the sound.
Say it with us, come on.
Situations talk, let's answer the call. Elevation is love.
Life is the treasure. Hearts don't lie, emotions fly, but we're still together. Yeah, love is in the air. A billion people in the world. Let's lend a hand, let's make a friend. There's nothing to fear. I fall, you fall, we bleed the same. People come and go. This love still remains. Our time is now. Let the nation sound. Passion for greatness is destined to be found, yeah.
Elevate, let's go.
Situations talk, let's answer the call. Elevation is love through it all.
Yeah,
never back down. We'll stand our ground. Champions always fight till the sound.
Say it with us, come on.
Situations talk, let's answer the call. Elevation is love through it all. Never back down, we'll stand our ground. Champions always fight till the sound.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. Peace. Love. Unity.
Indeed.
United we stand.
divided we fall. No matter where we go, we gon' make it through it all. Come on.
Situations talk. Let's answer the call. Elevations love.
Come on.
Situations talk. Let's answer the call. Elevation is love through it all. Never back down. We'll stand our ground. Champions always fight till the sound.
It's beautiful.
Ah, man. I'm big on lyrics, Stephen. And I'm with you 100%, Woody. That's one of my favorites too, man. That's one of my faves as well, Woody. When you said elevate, the direction of that video with the lady doing the ballet, picture perfect. It was on point. Situations come and go. I just had my son to sit down with me yesterday and talk to me about some things that he's going through in his life.
Yes, sir.
And I mean, he was heartbroken yesterday when he sat down and talked to me, you know, three different levels of trials that, you know, he's had to experience. And
yes, sir.
I think this song right here is a song that, you know, really is meant for him to listen to. Man. To get him back on track and give him the inspiration that, you know what, it's going to be okay.
Yes, sir.
It's going to be okay. You know what I'm saying? That's and I like the direction, Stephen, that you did with how you put the group of the guys together. I don't know if they was watching a football game or whatever. Mm-hmm. You said we need to come together as a nation.
That's it. And
that is the nation. You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Everybody, that's it.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it. Yes, sir.
I like that. Man. Your words, the words you were saying in that joint, man, it was and that's this thing. We need more artists like you giving us some lyrics that mean something.
Yes,
and that's
sir.
What you did.
Yes, sir. And that's what I plan on doing, man. I plan on keep doing that. Shout out to Woody Woodrow. That's actually who I just mentioned earlier. I was telling you that, you know, Woody was my DJ on the set with Young Blue and Mooski. So, you know, shout out to Woody Wood. He has supported me since I've been a kid, man. And I've been around him just about all my life, you know. And you know, I appreciate Wood, you know what I'm saying? I love him. That's my brother, my mentor. You know, he's been like the big uncle father figure. I mean, he's just been a little bit of everything to me. So, you know, I appreciate people like him because honestly, it's people like him that has helped me to keep going and staying in this thing, you know, because he does what I love and that helps me to keep that drive and doing what I want to do, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate you, Wood, that, and I mean that, man. I give flowers, but you know, now, you know what I'm saying. But you know, but it's been people like him, and it's helped me to keep going throughout this time. So, yeah, wordplay.
That track, Stephen, that track you did that what about 7-8 months ago?
Yeah. So that came out. We actually released it on Juneteenth. We released it on Juneteenth right after I had just did a show with Fetty Wap. Like right, I think that day. Matter of fact, it was that day we did the show with Fetty Wap, and that song dropped. The music video dropped that day. Mm-hmm. The song dropped, and then I think we dropped the music video probably like about a couple months later.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We did
earlier. We had stepped on a reference to genre. What genre of music you? I ain't gonna say you position yourself, or you're seeing that people are gravitating to place you in. What genre would you say that would be?
Man, there is no genre to place me in. And I'm just going to be real. There is no genre because music is, like you said, music is music, but music is art. You know, sometimes what people don't understand is that when you paint a picture, today that picture might be just a certain design or a certain color. And then tomorrow the picture might be different splats of paint on that, you know, on the canvas or whatever they call it. But every music is something that it's creative. It comes from the heart. It's about what you feel and who you are, you know, and that's what you have to understand. Music is art. So when I'm creating art, there is no genre. Mm-hmm. There is no style. Like, I don't have to be in one place because my art may come from a different place.
And, you know, by you saying that, you put me in a mind of Run DMC, not your style of music, but how you're placing yourself and the way they place themselves, and also Prince. Mm-hmm. Prince wasn't just soul. He wasn't just R&B. He wasn't just pop.
A little bit of everything. And you know, I've had people that have said, man, you know, if you're going out this way, don't lose yourself or don't lose your sound. How do you know that sound was just never in me from the beginning? Mm-hmm. I've liked, shoot, what do you tell you? We get in the car, man. Listen, what do you turn me on to the Zach Brown band? A little bit of chicken fried. Kobe on a Friday night. I ain't gonna lie. I had never heard that song until Woodrow played that. I kid you not. And ever since then, I loved it. I be catching a little bit of chicken fried. And it's country. So, you know, you have to understand that when you love music, you just love music.
Right.
So there's some of it is hard for me to get with because I may not be able to understand it. But then there's sometimes where you just got to give different, the same lane, but different vibes of that music a chance, because you never know. You might actually like heavy metal, but heavy metal, a certain type of record that you play today in that heavy metal style of music, you might not like, but then it could be another heavy metal that's got a different tempo, a different vibe, or a different sound that you might end up liking. But if you don't try it, you will never know.
You're right, Steven. I'm a DJ. And of course, my coming up as a DJ, I was into R&B, hip hop. But, you know, now, I mean, I still love R&B and hip hop. But right. My everyday drive, I'm listening to a radio station in Charlotte, 96.1, and it's soft pop.
Right.
It's alternative soft pop. And I tell people, I say, look, I hope you can understand, we're not listening to no R&B today. This right here is what, you know, keeps me on my lane for the day.
Mm-hmm.
And when we get home or get wherever, yeah, we can get into R&B, hip hop or whatever. But for right now, while we're on this journey driving, we listen to 96.1.
See, and that's what I'm saying. That's the vibe. So if that's the vibe for the day, bro, that's the vibe for the day. You know, and if that keeps you on your toes and keeps you moving and grooving, that's keeping you moving and grooving. There is no problem with that.
And, you know, this is funny. I got pulled over by a state trooper, and he heard me listening to Adele. And he came up to the car and everything, and, you know, I was in a rental car, out of state tag and everything, and he was just, you know, a little leery because the windows was tinted, you know, coming from a section. He might, like, I ain't too sure. Right. But anyway, he pulled me over. It wasn't nothing. And he said, do you mind me asking, what was you listening to? I said, Adele. Me and this trooper, we sat there and had a 20-minute conversation. Yes, about music.
Bro, that's what I'm saying, man. Music, and here's the thing. People don't understand that music is universal in itself. So why should I have to put myself in a box when it's already universal by itself? Music relates to everyone. So I've always said that, and this is where I said, If God's people is everybody, why can't I make music for them?
Exactly.
I mean, I understand there's certain things that we shouldn't do. I get that. You know what I mean? But still, music speaks to a certain part of us and the brain. There's a grant out there, a government grant, where you can go and try to write and get a grant for the study of music, because they're talking about how music is not only therapeutic, but it speaks to the brain in certain ways. And it also, it talks about how how the study and the scientific of using music to help people. Like, there's a grant for it. Like, I can't put it all into words, or I'm just kind of paraphrasing, throwing different things out there. But if music is universal, then why do I got to put myself in a box? I understand we all got genres, we all got lanes. But now, if there is one thing, though, that I can say about being a universal artist and doing different styles of music that a lot of people won't think about. When you are going and dabbling into different styles, you have to also understand that as you go into these different styles of music, you also have to understand the content of which music is delivered, the creativity and the cleverness in the wordplay, in the writing. Like, everything has to align with that lane. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, like, if I'm going to do rock music, I got to do everything I can to make sure that I'm being rock relatable, but still keeping my originality.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So it ain't just the sound, but it's also the words. It ain't just the words, but it's also the placement. It's very detailed. Each genre does have their own detail of music. Not detail style of music.
Now, let me ask you, Stephen, have you written songs for anybody that we may know of that's already, I guess you would say, on the circuit now?
So I've done I'm writing for other artists. I'm working on getting into doing that. I've written for some artists, but not like that have really hit that super mainstream level yet. Mm-hmm. But I have done a couple remixes for like Carrie Underwood, Darius Rucker. I started working behind the scenes with Carrie Underwood songwriters and her team, just kind of doing stuff with Malia. Shout out to Malia for, you know, just allowing that to happen. But yeah, real talk, man. I've been able to do, you know, just a few things, but like I said, we're working on getting there.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, this next video we're going to show is that wonderful, great, superbly done piece of work, which we call art. It's OUTSTANDING.
Yeah. Listen. Hold up, excuse me, miss, I'm a real man. I heard you was looking for a gentleman. Wanna treat you right, wanna do you right, wanna love you right. Damn, it's love at first sight. Listen, I know I got a lot of fans. I want you my only fan, baby girl, I got the plan. You the main dish, it come with no sides. Only fans, baby, tell them hit subscribe. I ain't trying to hide, girl, you know I'm trying to slide. You a queen, baby girl, I see it in your eyes. Let me spoil you for life, cause you the VIP. A new reflection to our perfection, that's all I need. Me, hey. I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby. Girl, you know, you knock me out. I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby.
I see it, I get it, I'm with you. Hey, it's all, trust me, I won't hurt you. It's time for you to walk away, he don't deserve you. I done showed you what you want, he done showed you what you don't. See the difference, he talking on Patron. Ride out, drop top, smoking day-day. Khalifa Kush, new car, that's a payday. You, me, shop, it's free. My shit, train kilo, it's a vacay.
I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby. You know, and we know that I got you, baby.
Girl, you knock me out.
a surprise when I caught you in my head. I don't wanna waste no time, cause I feel so alive when I got you by my side.
Your style, yeah. Your smile, your eyes, I knew you was the one back in 09. High school to college days with a 2-year fade. Yeah, this love ain't changed, Kanisha, you complete me. It's no surprise you're the epitome of my fame. Your lover gives it supernatural taste. You, me, at the altar one day. So tell them haters and spectators to get out of my way. And that's real, shout, yeah.
I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby. Girl, you know, you know, you know, you knock me out. I know, and you know, and we know that I got you, baby.
Man, outstanding. Now, I'm going to tell you something, Steven.
What's up with?
As a DJ,
mm-hmm.
I'm plugging in lights, camera, action, and of course, the original joint.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm plugging both of those in because I'm hearing the beat, lights, camera, action. Okay. I'm hearing that beat. Yeah. I'm plugging both of those in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my spin cycle while I'm mixing that joint right there. Okay. DJs all across the land, go ahead, put this right here into your spin cycle. Pump it in the clubs, pump it on your live, wherever you're doing lives, it was Instagram or Facebook.
Please.
Please put this in your circle rotation, DJs. Pump this junk. It's hot. I like it. It's outstanding, man.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You called a lady out in this joint, man. Yeah, I caught that. I told you, man. I'm about the words, man. I told you now. Kanisha.
Ooh, you the first one.
Nah, man.
Ooh, you the first one to ask about that one, boy. Oh, boy.
So tell me, is she the reason you sit down and say, let me do this?
No. Actually, she's not. So actually, me and who was it? Sue. So I got the record. Matter of fact, it was funny because Woody was sitting in the car with me. So we just heard the beat from my homie Kenny AG. Shout out to Kenny AG. He produced the record out of Cali. So we listened to it. Woody was like, "Yo, the joint's a hit. This is a hit." And I'm like, "Right. We ain't got no words on it yet. This is just the beat." So. Then I'm like, okay, so now we talking about outstanding, like, you know, just talking about how the lady is outstanding and just the vibe of just good music like it was back in the day. You know what I'm saying? So then I said, okay, 1983 is when this song was originally written, right? So let's keep that old school flavor. Let's put it in our terminology of today's language, right? And then I call DJ up from Two Step and Walk It Out. That's who you hear on the second verse.
Mm-hmm.
I call him and he was like, I said, bro, I think I got us one. I got one. I was like, no, I didn't think. I said, I got one for us. So then he jumps on there. He said, he calls me while we on the phone. He said, bro, this is my joint. Yeah, I'm with this. So we wanted to keep it relatable to the old school crowd. Make it relatable to our new school crowd. And then even to the future and the future babies, they still gonna be blasting this. It's mm-hmm. timeless music. Mm-hmm. Look at how this song was written in 1983 and we still playing it today.
Right.
So
right.
Then I said, okay, let me just, you know, do my thing. So we got to the third verse. OT Genesis, Chris Brown, Charlie Wilson, they all came out with, ooh, something by the way that you make me feel, girl, something, right? Mm-hmm. And they put that together, and I was like, all right. So they kept that old school flavor. So I'm thinking to myself, like, you know what? Let me take you back to my little old school day and say, okay, back in 2009, I knew this girl, Kanisha. You know what I'm saying? And we stayed like best friends all throughout the time, you know, as time went on. You know what I'm saying? Like later on in life, like time is went on. So it was just kind of like one of those things. All right, I'm going to use my old school back in the day, maybe, you know, back in the day, little crush. You know what I'm saying? Because we all talked about how this record was just so old school. So I wanted to keep it with an old school flavor.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And it was just kind of,
Well, Kenesha, throughout the years, you stayed in this gentleman's heart and mind, so you're now on wax. and man, it's outstanding in Kenesha, so we're glad to meet you, sister.
It was, listen, I'm telling you, man, it was one of the things where it was like, it was the old school crush. I mean, this was back in 2009. We in 2023. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, she's done moved on, doing real good, you know, but we just always stayed cool. You know what I'm saying? And it was crazy because we had never got to meet. So everything was really just virtual. It was a virtual type crush. You know, I got to talk to her, know who she was. And then it was just kind of like, all right, that's what's up. Then we finally got to meet like later on in life. And then we just stayed good friends. It was just, we just always just wanted to be friends. And
it
just be
happens
cool.
Like that, man.
And it was just good vibes, man. So, you know, you have a lot of people that'll think one thing one way when in our reality it was just a whole nother other way. And it's just good, clean vibes. And when I say like good, clean vibes, I mean like real good friendship that is no lines crossed at all. Because, you know, a lot of people think it's, oh, well, when you see friends, it's one of these or it's one of those. It ain't nothing like that. It was just real good, clean vibes, man. So, and I just wanted to just kind of do my little thing with something old school for back in the day and just kind of still keeping it relevant. You know what I mean? With just, you know, with just my style.
Well, you did a great job on it, Steven. My question to you is there another guy rapping in there with you?
Yeah. That's DJ Up. That's DJ Up from Two Step, Walk It Out. If you heard the record Two Step, they're going to Two Step. Yeah, that is Up. Mr. Up from the Two Step, Mr. Two Step, Walk It Out himself. Yeah, they went multi-platinum with that joker. So yeah, man, we but yeah, he got on here and he killed it in the second verse. He definitely killed it, man. And I wanted to I was glad to bring him on because you got your old school vibe, right? And then DJ Unk was my old school vibe, right? And then I represent our generation school vibe now, like our current vibe. You know what I'm saying? So it just made sense to do it that way. And I just thought it was cool. And he was up for it. He loved the record. Like I said, he couldn't get it off his mind. He'd be like, bro, I'm bumping it right now because I'm going to write something. I'm about to get us something written. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, all right, bro, let's just get it done so we can get this thing going.
Have you guys considered doing a more live video for it?
We have. We have talked about it. We've talked a lot about the video shoot. We have a crazy plan for this video. But again, man, there's so much that we got to get done. People don't understand. It takes finances to get it done, guys. You know, so anybody out there that want to sow the seed, want to be a blessing, want to support, please do. You know, because these videos ain't cheap. Exactly. You know, by the time you pay a videographer, by the time you pay the stylist, by the time you pay the choreographer, the dancers, by the time you rent out facilities, by the time you pay for travel, transportation, you know, all of that, hotels, all that stuff adds up. So this stuff is not cheap. You know, you got people out here that's doing, I mean, shoot, Director X, I think that homie do stuff for Chris Brown. His independent price was 10 grand to start. I said, uh-oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's some of his merch. You go to steventmusic.com, support the brother, buy some of his merchandise. You can buy the music here as well. Actually, that song, you can get it there, the single.
Yeah.
Support him, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, he's out there. You see, is it still on the screen, y'all, where you can buy his music?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Amazon.
What's up, Candy? I see you out there. Shoot.
Apple Music, Spotify, YouTube Music, you know, check out them streaming platforms, whichever one that you subscribe to. Grab that joint. Help Steven and the crew come up with those funds to go ahead and put that video to works with this bad boy, because I'm gonna be honest with you, Steven. It'll be nice, real nice, super nice, if the Gap Band and Charlie were to appear in that video somewhere, somehow.
Man, so, you know, honestly, we trying to see about that, but I've heard about some things between back in the day when they was all together as the band and stuff like that. So, you know, I ain't going to say that on air. We live. I hate
it. Or at least Charlie. If Charlie could appear in the video some way, somehow, because, you know, it's his voice. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, here's the thing. So I wanna get Charlie in the video. I would love to get Charlie Wilson, Uncle Charlie, in the video to do this. And we would love to get the record to him. The reason why so much is because we kept this thing original. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the Gap Band. This is, you know, shout out to Calhoun that wrote the record back in 83. You know, that's how we got the clearance. I got to know who Calhoun was. You know, if it wasn't for Calhoun giving us the clearance and us getting the business stuff taken care of, this would not have become what it is now and come to fruition to mm-hmm. you to even hear this like you're hearing it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'd love to get Charlie Wilson, definitely. I mean, especially when we froze him. So in the instrumental, we froze him on the word live. And for me to go and hit his and to hit it right, it's beautiful, man. It's beautiful. So it would be an honor to have Uncle Charlie a part of the shoot, man. For sure. Well, man,
we're gonna do what we can do on this end over here. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, go to, here it is right here once again. Go buy the song right there, Outstanding. Get that single, scroll down. Don't just get the single. It's summertime. Grab them T-shirts.
And it's more than that on there. I think you got to click the word "need merch" or something like that. I think it'll pull up other shirts and stuff like that. Yeah, it's more stuff on there. We try to we try to do a little something.
Y'all go do that thing. Go get it. You see the prices ain't that high.
Mm-hmm. For real, man. I try to do everything I can to make stuff affordable for people, man. I'm not here to take away or to take from anybody. We just trying to help ourselves to keep creating content and to keep creating music for people. So, like you say, it inspires you. Stuff to help you get through your next day. You know, we doing all that, man. I got a record that's gonna be dropping here soon called Get Ready. You know, a lot of people have been trying to figure out and have been some supportive and some not so thereof, only because of what it is and what it represents. But it is I call it the Tank Vibe, Chris Brown Vibe type record. Mm-hmm. So, you know, my homie said yesterday, it's the After 12 O'Clock playlist record. I said, okay, cool.
Hey.
He said, hey.
If Tank can pull it over, Chris can pull it over, why come you can't?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Why can't, you know what I mean? Shoot, man. Yeah. I can't, you know what I'm saying? They trying to get on me out here. But again, I told you where I come from, man. I come from the Christian market. You know, I've never put no curse words in none of my music at all. You know, Outstanding was the first time I ever put a curse word in a record, just because I said the D word, you know what I mean? But now this next record is a whole nother other words. Mm-hmm. And for me, it's in this song, it's like, for me, this is just words. This was wordplay. I always said I gotta get at least one nasty one out of my system. Mm-hmm. I always said I didn't watch too much Chris Brown, man. I didn't heard too much Chris Brown and Tank. I'm like, I know I can do that. I can do that. I'm gonna try that one day, bro. I can do it. You know what I'm saying? So then I'm like, but then again, then I had to think about it even more. Like, okay, if Chris Brown or Tank or Eric Bellinger or or Justin Bieber, any of these guys call me, can I get it done? You know what I'm saying? I might be the one to bring Pretty Ricky them back.
Right.
Who knows? They might say, yo, we need a writer. Yo, Stephen Thomas, can you get it done? Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah, I can get it done. You know what I'm saying?
We'll be looking forward to hearing. What would you say the title of it was?
That's going
to
be called Get Ready.
Get Ready.
Yeah.
Go ahead and jot that down. Put that in the memory bank. Get Ready.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
it's going to be outstanding, right?
You said what?
Get Ready going to be outstanding, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, I got some people on here, man. Shout out to Candy, man. Candy, what's up, girl? I see you on here. She live. She done got on here and tuned in. I just wanted to make sure I shout out for support. She all the way in the what is it called? The little shoot, little something. I don't even know how to say the daggone thing no more. But I know it's out there in Wisconsin.
Well, you got the DMV watching you also, man. I had a couple people in the DMV sending up messages letting you know that your song is fire. They enjoyed it. So,
man, appreciate y'all so much. Thank you. Like, I'm honored, man. I'm honored.
As far as shows, are you doing any shows right now?
So right now we are in preparation of tour. We're preparing. I don't know what's going to come after we drop this song. Get Ready is supposed to be coming out this year, like really, really soon. And with that being said, I don't know what God going to do. You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen. I'm praying that things just really just take off on a deeper level, because I got so much more music to come. Mm-hmm. That Get Ready is just one of the many. I got records. It's a song called Love Me or Let Me Go. I got another one called Strange Love. You said you was just tuned in today to my live. You said you heard my live today. As you can tell, pop punk is in my arsenal. Mm-hmm. So if y'all like Machine Gun Kelly or have ever heard of Machine Gun Kelly, yeah, I got something like Machine Gun Kelly vibes coming too. Matter of fact, I'm getting ready to go country too. I'm getting ready to go country. So there's so much that's getting ready to happen that, I just know that my next project, we've already came up with the name of it, but my next project is going to be called, and I will exclusively say this, but on your show, my next project is going to be called The University.
Awesome. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to follow Stephen on his Facebook page, this is what it looks like. So when you go to it, there's several Stephen Thomases there, but this is his page here. So when you go there, and the live that he was speaking in reference to was this right here. This was 5 hours ago. Go check it out and go listen to what he did.
Yeah, because it ain't gonna stay up long. I mean, now if he let it play, he can let it play on here. But just know that live ain't gonna stay up too long. But understand that, we going a lot of different places, bro. And I'm making sure that we're developing a team that is going to be able to understand that we're going many different places. You know, like I told you, I come from the church, but at the same time, I started just crossing over into just different styles and genres of music. But always remember, God is my number one, and I'm going to always tell y'all that from day one.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Candy. She says, go get the merch, people. Buy the songs, real deal. Indeed, sis. Indeed, indeed.
That's baby girl. Yeah, Candy, I appreciate you.
Well, I'm be honest with you, man. It was a pleasure having you come over to the roundtable session. Generally, I don't let guys have the last word and taking the show to the end, but I have to tilt my hat off to you because you are outstanding. Your music is the real deal, as Candy stated. I have to give you the last word, but brother, I just want to say to you before I go, I appreciate you. When you get ready, come back to the roundtable session and let's do this thing one more time.
Man, look, you know what? I want to tell you, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm honored. I appreciate it. Again, I understand from a DJ perspective, So being that DJ, being that on air radio personality, I appreciate DJs. So you don't have to have me here. And it's an honor to be here. Thank you so much. Shout out to everybody that's tuned in. Look, follow me, Stephen T Music. If you got Instagram, you got Facebook, you could even go on Facebook and hashtag Stephen T Music and it'll pull up my page for you directly. Also follow my fan page, but please go to StephenTMusic.com and support. Get the merchandise, do everything you can to help us, because when you help us, it allows me to help you, you know, and that's through your musical journeys, through your life journey, and whatever way that I can be a good blessing, definitely know that I'm here for it. But brother man, thank you so much. I love y'all. And again, we're going to be back at the roundtable sessions with Urban Voice Media real soon, because Get Ready is coming soon. And I hope, ladies, y'all ready. And brothers, y'all just might love me too, because I'm trying to help you. But the right way. Remember that. The right way. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Do it right. But look, my name's Stephen Thomas. Appreciate y'all for having me. Blessings. Love you. Peace.